Two.
One.
All right.
For our audio listeners, Oscar was bobbing his head up and down. You'll figure out the rest. Use the context clues.
Context clues. Ooh.
And welcome to another episode of Burnt Out Coffee Cold Brew Edition. I'm Oscar Fernandez, Oscar Farks. Man to my lefties here is Enrique Rosado. That's Writer Rosado.
Oh my god, thank you.
And that's like, that's three R's per each one. If you're looking it up.
Yeah. You gotta go.
I don't know why I'm sounding like that. Okay. I think I can do a good kawaii voice.
How are you? Oh. No?
No.
No. Okay. I'm gonna have nightmares.
I'm gonna be sitting, listening,
and I'm gonna, like try to listen to hentai, and I'm just gonna see your face when I hear the voice.
It's like Five Nights at Freddy. I'm like the ring. But when you watch hentai, my face pops up and goes, oh, what?
Nani? Okay, so Enrique didn't want to do this, but I wanted to do this because I'll just go ahead and explain why. So Enrique here, he's been past few episodes have gone by and he's been talking about it, and listen, like, I love Enrique, he is literally my brother, I love him, but like, I don't always like hop on his shit when he announces it or comes out with stuff like Internet 24, Cat Trails, like all this stuff. I'm just like, oh, I'm so happy he's coming out with all this stuff. You know, this content, blah, blah, blah. He's really passionate about it. I'm super happy. But then it's just like, all right, let me check out this Cat Trails thing. And it's like on number 12 already. And I'm playing this whole game of catch up. Just trying to be like, oh, this is cool. And but then like, I'm, you know,
it's funny because you'll bring up something like it's brand new to you, like, Enrique, what did you mean? You'll say a line, what did you mean by the frog flew through the roof? I went, what the fuck are you talking about? Chapter 3. I went, bitch, what?
So like, it's like I'm like surprisingly happy when I enjoy the content as well, because like for example, like his book Shore, I remember that I was just like, you know, it's a little young for me, as far as the thing. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the way you did the magic and the fantasy aspect and all that. So I actually did enjoy the book.
I remember the day you told me that, because you were like, Enrique, you did a really good job at Shore. My first response, are you now reading it? Yeah. I'm like, bitch, it's been out for like a year already. You bought it. He went, yeah, but I didn't.
Listen to me.
You read it, though. I read it.
You're blood actual brother. I don't think that book has ever been opened. There's like a thin layer of dust and like there's a discoloration on the paper, but if you open it, the inside here is like perfectly white.
Like, I guarantee that, you, it's grimy, but you open it up, it's like pristine, as if it was never okay, thanks,
love you, Luis. anyway so I read the book, so anyway,
what, like, the fuck.
And then there's things I don't like. I mean, like, so for example, like in Cat Trails, I think the druid gal, I thought her powers were super cool. Like, she's doing all these crazy mm-hmm. abilities. I'm like, this is like better than like, you know, because I play D&D and stuff. This is better than like traditional wizards and stuff. This is really imaginative, really creative. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I like this. And then like the kid, he's got like these weird like Lego pieces that go together. And I don't know how I feel about that, honestly. We'll see how that goes.
Really? You don't like his babies?
I don't know. Like, let me ease into it. Yeah. So like, cause like, you know, it just happened. Cause it took like 20 some odd whatever to get to that. So I'm like, okay.
That was a backhanded compliment. It took forever to get to it, Enrique.
Well, you know, it just seemed like, oh,
all over me.
This character could have been useful the whole time. So anyway,
I'm here to help Enrique. Let me roast him live. Now continue. I like it. I like it. You're honest. You're honest. I appreciate it.
I am honest. But, like, I honestly like the characters. I like the story. I like the art style. I like everything about it so far. I just... is like, you know, I'm into like the world building and the abilities and stuff like that, so like I'm just getting used to it, see how it kind of works out.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
But as far as a story, I love it. So you started another thing recently, which is your Starfish King sort of like gaming videos and all that.
I started a gaming channel where I make jokes and play games, and there you go.
And so like I wasn't excited about this.
I know. When I told you about it, you literally responded with, "Huh." I went, "Are you gonna watch it?" Like, I went, "Like, you don't have to. I don't." Because one thing I want to clarify, this is actually a bad thing I'm about to tell you. This is not a good quality. I always feel hesitant to tell people when I'm doing stuff because I feel like I'm imposing on them. Like, this is my thing. Can you read it? Can you take? That's not a good thing. You need to be your own self. Because it's weird. When I talk to strangers, I'm like, yeah, I do this. Boom. But when it's people close to me, these are the people you need to have on your day ones because the beginning numbers help push you up. I'm like, do you want to? It's okay. I'm like that. For our audio listeners, I acted like a little bitch.
Yeah. So, like, I know exactly how you feel because I'm the exact same way. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't thrilled about it, not because it's you, it's because I honestly don't like watching a lot of people play video games.
I get it.
Like I grew up, you know, I remember like game grumps and things
love
that. Those were entertaining, stuff like that. But like there's guys, you know, who sit there like have their like no offense to anyone, because I know there's millions of people that love this shit. Mm-hmm. And like, real close friends of mine love this shit. Where it's like watching someone play GTA or watching someone play Call of Duty.
Yeah, I do that.
It's like,
I do that, yeah.
Like the multiplayer ones, I'm like, I enjoy like being in the game, sort of like going against my buddies or, you know, so like that. That's where I get my thrill. Watching other people do it, I don't feel anything. I don't feel any sort of entertainment, all this stuff. So when you said that, I was just like, okay, I know he enjoys that. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. What I did not expect was what you did. So the first one I watched was the episode of Ghost of Tsushima, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna go back to the beginning. I know you did Castlevania, which is what I should have started with, your episode one. So I did that, and I watched the first few episodes of Castlevania with my son. Big mistake.
Okay. Quick clarification. I'm about to say something that is semi-controversial. Ready? I believe my content and joking style is for middle school and up, I would say, for people who enjoy it and everything. And the reason I go that low to that high is, like, I think anyone, because it's comedy, anyone would enjoy it, because it's not elementary or lower, so I feel like people can enjoy it. But at the same time, the huge ass asterisk is ironically in the sentence. I cuss.
A lot.
When I play, this is the worst part. It's not angry. It's not an angry like, fuck you. It's like a, I think of a joke. I'm like, that's a spicy ass. Oh no, please don't do that. Like, literally, I was editing a video. Okay, and this is gonna contradict the angry part. I was editing a video and I texted you, dude, why did you tell me your son watches this? Now all I can think of is Adler watching this, and I'm not gonna stop cussing, but I became hyper aware, because literally I was like, I'm not that bad. This is literally what happened. I was editing, I'm like, I'm not that bad. I don't think I'm that bad. I'm not that bad. Let me see this clip. All right, let me listen. And it literally, in the string of the sentence, was, oh, fuck my ass, shit, bitch ass! My ass is bleeding, fuck no! And I'm sprinting, and I went, I think I said every single one. I think I almost said every cuss word in that one span sentence, because one thing hit me. I was like, do you want to hear, okay, this is going to sound weird, repeating a joke from my own video, but it was the pinnacle of, I need to, Oscar's right. I'm like, I'm not going to slow down, but if people said I had one flaw, it's I cuss too much in my games. I literally don't remember the joke, but I remember it was a Goofy-related joke. I was like, a bat hit me. I went, you motherfucker! This is bullshit! And then I went, like, paused it and went, I need to... Kids, I hope kids aren't watching this.
So, my son knows better to say certain words. He has said or two, and he knows that it's wrong.
Yeah.
And he knows, like, I can say this, I can say that, I can't say this, I can't say that. And he doesn't really slip up anymore, like, ever. Yeah. He's 5, and we're watching a movie, and I don't have to worry about him running around saying bitch or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So he knows what he can and cannot say. Mm-hmm. And so, we were sitting eating breakfast, and I just wanted to watch an episode because, the day before I was working, I was like, you know what? Let me start with Castlevania.
Yeah.
So I watch it, and here's the thing with Enrique. So he plays games, and one, it's just him playing, and his commentary is funny. He doesn't get mad at the stuff. He doesn't blame systems, controllers, whatever the case may be. He blames himself always. He takes the blame, yeah. Which is nice. Because I hate when people are like, oh, this freaking lag, blah, blah, blah. Like, I hate that shit. Which is why I was deterred from watching people play a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he always knows it's his fault. I need to get better. He needs to get better. And the cursing aside, his commentary is just freaking hilarious. And then he does, this little animatics and editing and things like that, where it's, he'll give, Simon, some, Goku flames, energy flames, or he'll do, little zoom-ins and outs and slow-mos and, little fun stuff. He does all this little editing, and it really sets it apart from what I'm used to seeing, and it just focuses more on the comedic value. It's not a tutorial how to play the game.
No.
It's not speed running.
No, please don't ever use me as a model.
No, I've never seen him actually beat any games that he's played so far. But and that's the best part of the comedy, because you're sitting there watching it, and you're like, just move 2 spaces to the left. That's all you got to do, Enrique. That's all you got to do. And then he's dead again.
You know
what? And then he's dead again. And then, that's why my son loves it. Because my son, he plays and he beats a lot of games. So he's watching his uncle play this game. And you're like, man, T-Rookie sucks.
Okay, so let me defend myself. I do suck. But I'm good. This is the thing. When I talk, this is 100% how my brain functions. This is when I do work and everything, I actually don't talk. I don't... I try to keep my interactions very low. I listen to music as a focuser. I have to have something that zones me in, or I get distracted easily. And I found this out actually playing, because I was playing Apex and I released an Apex video. I played Apex by myself, and I actually was doing really well. Top damage, top kills, top kills and damage on my team, even becoming kill leader a few times. Doing great, but it was because I wasn't playing with anyone. I just didn't talk. I just focused. And then when I play games and I'm trying to make a joke and I'm just trying to have fun, I go, my skill level drops. You know how many times, there's literally a clip, how many clips I've seen I didn't realize while I was playing. I was like, until after it happened, I jump and I'm like, why did I jump? I'm jumping right to it. I'm going to die. Why did I do this? I'm like, hur-da-hur. And I'm just like, I'm so bad at games. I'm so bad.
Yeah. So between the hilarious playstyle, the commentary, and the editing, it just really focuses on the comedy. And that's why I can enjoy it. I can watch it. It almost reminds me of it's nothing alike, yeah. But it reminds me of Red versus Blue. Where it's this isn't us playing Halo, this is comedy. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel when you're playing your games. Whatever game it may be, you played a mobile game and it was freaking hilarious. And because it was focusing on the comedy and just in the framework of the game. And that's why I really wanted to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really do enjoy it. And it's not just inflating your ego or our
stuff.
Don't worry,
it's not inflated. It's not.
Because I don't do anything with it. I'm not part of it whatsoever. And I'll tell you if your stuff is crap. I always do. And so, but I really enjoy it, and like Adler enjoys the hell. He was laughing so freaking hard. He's waiting for the next episode of Castlevania.
That's by release tomorrow for him.
Tomorrow. Okay.
It should be up.
Okay.
Wait, no, well, not wait, no, 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 not tomorrow. Well, technically tomorrow because it's Friday over here, but Saturday.
Okay, so he won't watch till he gets back. But obviously you have Castlevania, Ghost of Tsushima, Apex.
Well, Apex is
a few mobile app games.
Yeah, the Apex is just every once in a while. Like, I'm doing a Christmas thing on Apex because they're having an Apex thing. I filmed that with Peach and Louise, and then afterwards, I don't know. I'm trying to look for another game to like play because like some games I'm just gonna hop on and off, and some games I'm gonna try to turn into series. We'll just see. It's just something honestly, I'm enjoying for fun.
I think you should. I think you should do a few more old school games. Just mix it up. Like maybe do Sonic.
When I was debating hard. Like should I do Sonic or even go like Sonic Mania? I'm like I can do that, and I'm so
Sonic 2 or Sonic Mania. It's basically the same game. But yeah,
just do that there, and oh my stress level when I go to like big rings.
I can't wait for the commentary on that one.
Don't.
Well, yeah, like with me, I couldn't do those because I can't talk and play games. You know, like I sit there and I focus and things like that, and I know I wouldn't be funny. So like it's really cool. I like it.
Thank you. To not only focus on myself, we don't have to.
Ooh, but one thing, you do need to change your name.
What's wrong with Starfish King?
Because you have zero references to Starfish, and almost every episode has a reference to JoJo. So,
actually, there is a reference. There's a few references to Starfishes, and did you see the Apex one?
No, I don't like Apex.
You should watch it. You should watch
it. I will.
Just you don't need to watch it without Adler. but there's a big Starfish reference in there for you. So yeah, there you go. You see. You're like, ooh.
Yeah, but watch there be like two more JoJo references in there.
JoJo!
Because all you had to go is, just one time.
That's a problem. I have a problem where like one joke gets stuck in my head and like it'll bleed into other playthroughs. And I'm like, because I didn't realize. I was like, I make JoJo references.
Bruh, I still laugh just thinking about the freaking candlesticks with Ultra Instinct.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was very happy with
Lordy,
that one.
Lordy.
It's very happy.
And the world! And you got little Dio's face.
The world. Thank you. I really appreciate this. I need to get better at talking about myself. So I think we should end this episode. Check out the Starfish King for comedy games. I release every Wednesday and Saturday. I'm only doing twice a week for now. I really enjoy it. I know I'm already talking to Oscar, like I do want you to on for an episode or two just so you can experience it. So you can experience it.
I'm thinking about drawing a little kawaii Starfish King. We'll see.
Do it. I would love that.
Maybe like a what's that like hentai thing with like tongue out with the blush and stuff?
Do not give me that thing. No, we're not going
like cross-eyed. I'm gonna do that.
No. Check that out. Check out Cat Trails, that's my webcomic. And like because like I always like pushing out new stuff, but I also like finishing stuff.
Cat Trails won't end.
Cat Trails. It will, but we'll see when.
The Cat Trail has no end.
But no, I guess just to quickly go over stuff we're doing, it's like I know I've been talking about Burnt Out Creative is going to have a website, and what that's going to be is just like a webcomic website for Cat Trails, web novel website for my books and stuff. I'm running a new one called Accepting Work.
I'm waiting for that one.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to tell me. It's garbage, Enrique, garbage!
Well, I mean, I've heard so much about it for, what, like, 2 years now?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Little sprinkles and teases.
I've been waiting.
As well as, like, our stuff we've worked on together is going to be on there. Pilgrimage, Treat Yourself. Just basically a whole bunch of other stuff, like, if it goes well and like it starts sustaining itself and stuff, I can use that as an opportunity to create more comics because God darn it, I have so many ideas and writing stuff. I have scripts on the backlog like crazy. And I know
I feel you, man.
Yeah. And if you're in the Waco area, clean area, Texas. You're in Texas, the great state of Texas. Look up Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Farts. Or if you're on the internet, check out Oscar Farts. Get a commission. You do, you, I've seen you like these giveaways you've been doing to like push yourself more and more. I really do enjoy seeing you do that because I know like it's something you've been wanting to do. And like you've like, Oscar doesn't like to talk about it, but like in North Dakota, you've had like some successes. And then Texas like became a different beast. And now, even now, like with COVID going on, cons are closed. A lot of these like cons are more important.
Yeah, I was planning on doing like three or four cons this year.
I remember you telling me that. Yeah. I remember you telling me that. And like cons, people don't recognize like it's not only just, oh, I can sell my art. It becomes a networking place where like you actually get to meet the artists you're working on. And that's like the best way Oscar like meets new fans and stuff is by being there. That's how you meet
people. Yeah, I wouldn't have found the scene in Waco if I didn't do that small convention at in Clean.
Exactly. It's like, it's, the cons are important. So if we don't have cons for a while, support him at Oscar Farts and definitely check him out. It's 100% worth it. And that's Oscar Farts on Instagram and O-Farts. Or is it just O-Farts?
On what?
Facebook.
It's, No, it's F Arts, just F Arts.
Oh, just F Arts?
F dash Arts, yeah.
F, check out F dash Arts with the Z, people. Check that out on Facebook, please do. And yeah, I think that's a good episode. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, man. Like, I genuinely enjoyed it, so I want to talk about it. it's what we do here.
That's really is what we do.
We talk about nerd shit, and every now and again, we produce nerd shit.
There you go. We will see y'all tomorrow. Shit, this doesn't cover up yours.
Doesn't cover up, like, okay, now you're black. There we go. Maybe if I just get my beard. Hold on.
Yeah, get your beard in.